It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A new front opened today in the Justice Department's investigation of the website WikiLeaks, and it involves Twitter. Prosecutors want information about the tweeting habits of three WikiLeaks supporters. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports.
WikiLeaks made its name by shining light in dark corners of business and government. But prosecutors in the middle of a criminal investigation don't operate that way, as the website and its supporters are learning all too well. This morning, lawyers for WikiLeaks supporters tried to convince a federal judge to throw out a secret application by the Justice Department. Prosecutors want Twitter to turn over identifying information about private messages sent from four accounts. Aidan Fine argued the case for the American Civil Liberties Union and later described it this way.
What's especially important here is that the government is trying to get private information about individuals' internet communications. And what makes this situation especially problematic is that the government's trying to do so in secret.
No one but the government knows for sure, since the underlying court materials are still secret. But the request to Twitter appears to be part of a criminal investigation of Julian Assange. Attorney General Eric Holder told reporters last year that prosecutors are trying out creative theories.
People would be have a misimpression if the only statute you think that we are looking at is the Espionage Act. That is certainly something that might play a role, but there are other statutes, other tools that we have at our disposal.
Two experienced national security prosecutors told the judge today that their investigation is in early stages, and they said their application for information about who's talking to whom on Twitter breaks no new ground. It's a standard investigative tool used every day, they said, and they're not backing down. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.